This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With a U.S. government shutdown looming this weekend, if lawmakers cannot break a stalemate with some Republicans, VOA's Alexis Strope reports contingency plans are being developed.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans control the House by a 221 to 212 margin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump poses a risk to democracy. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaking at a fundraiser in Arizona, President Biden said the Make America Great Again movement is an existential threat to the U.S. political system. He said his predecessor is more interested in personal power than upholding the nation's core values. Biden said some mainstream Republicans are complicit.
When we put partisanship aside and put country first, I say we must. And we will.
The president spoke at a celebration of a library to be built honoring his friend and fierce Trump critic, the late Republican Senator John McCain. I'm Norman Hall.
Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people and wounding 14 others. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack in the town of Bulo Bird in the Hiran region, and two